interrupt our programming. This is a national emergency.
This is the Patriot Alliance to all channels. Stand by for broadcast.
All stations, this is Crystal Palace. Stand by for a message from Brass X.
30 seconds to
impact. Welcome to another episode of the Patriot Alliance. Tonight, I know we've been gone for a while tonight. It's my good friend Justin and myself will be your, shall we say, your tour guides for tonight when we get to, well, to put it mildly, we're going to talk about some things which are going to irritate the hell out of you. But you need to know. You need to know what's going on. Before we got on, I was just telling Justin that Lyft has been giving money to the open borders people. And then that brought us to a few patriots out there. You'll love this one. About the NRA. Go ahead, Justin. Take it away.
Yeah, so the NRA, at least people in the NRA, are giving money to Democratic candidates. So that's going to be pretty fun.
You know, when are you going to learn? You can't be nice to your enemies. It's kind of like, for example, and this is one that comes to mind quickly, is the LGBTQ community, or whatever they are, cannot be nice and defend people who have quote-unquote Islamophobia. Because the Muslims hate the gays. They throw them from the rooftops of buildings. So being, you know, it does, you know, if they were in charge, LGBTQ would not be even around. You know? So that's kind of my point. You can't, the NRA should not be playing footsie with the Democrats on any level, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just, you know, it's a huge contradiction to their perceived push for our rights. I'm trying to remember which group is actually doing a lot of work. I think it's the Firearms Policy Coalition. They're pretty nice. I supported them a couple times, but I've canceled my NRA membership. I haven't been a member since Boy Scouts, which as a Boy Scout, you have to join the NRA. It's kind of funny, but yep.
You know, I haven't renewed my NRA membership, but you said something before the show, and how all the other gun groups seem to be leading the way, and then the NRA comes in behind and try to make it look like, oh, look what we've done. You didn't do nothing. Not a thing.
No. Yeah, it's a very sad state of affairs. The NRA is really good about passing cross-state news and also, to a certain extent, state news. Uh-huh. But the only way you will hear about local 2A issues is you go to a local group. There is, for me, there is a Wisconsin group. That's what I usually support. Give me a sense about this.
Okay. What's that? Is your child acting up in the background? Oh, no. Can't hear him. Oh, well. I think we lost Justin here for a moment. I can't hear him. Cannot hear him.
Okay, the dog. Dog.
Okay. So his child's acting up, but that's okay. Something else, as soon as he comes back, if you've been watching, okay, let's go back about 10 years when the Great Recession hit, and it turned out it was the mortgage crisis, giving money out to people, giving loans out to people who obviously couldn't afford them, and then the banks kept playing the derivatives game on the mortgages on the secondary market. Now, if you haven't seen it, there's a movie out, it's called The Big Short. And it lays out what happened, and also focuses in on 1, 2, 3 people who actually saw it coming, tried to sound the alarm. They couldn't quite make heads or tails of it because they hadn't seen it before. And it focuses on the big picture and then the three little pictures. So if you get a chance to catch that movie, do it. It's called The Big Short. Now, you were saying Deutsche Bank is about to go under.
Yeah, and they're really close.
You know what? They haven't. They're still playing around with the mortgage derivatives, only they don't call it that anymore. They don't call them CDOs anymore. They call it a bespoke tranche opportunity. Different name, same game. So go ahead. So what have you heard about it?
So I've heard that there have been two. They're actually threatening to redo a lot of their investment into local economies. Because there's a lot of local businesses, they aren't paying off their debts. So that means a lot of – it would make it really hard for the German economy to expand because they're going to be adding about 10 points to their debt. It's going to be really bad.
Adding 10 points to it.
Yeah. I'm not the best in terms of – cross-country economics, but right. They are threatening to pretty much stop any small business loans, or their version of a small business loan.
Right.
Which is pretty bad.
No, it is. Yeah, they've been playing games. They've been warned about this time and time again. And yet, what do? They still play the game. And you know why? I'll tell you why. Because no one went to prison for the Great Recession. Nobody, no bank president, nobody went to federal prison. The SEC has not been overhauled. And when you see how they play hand in glove with the mortgages, you'll be smacking your head and screaming. So, you know what? Why wouldn't they play the same game again? They didn't get in trouble last time. If I remember right, remember AIG, we're too big to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave off all the big banks, all the investment houses, they all got their little chunk of money. And then when Congress finally had the spine and said, hey, where's our money? What have you done with it? And all the banks gave them the middle finger and said, we don't have to tell you. We're not going to tell you. And Congress says, okay. And they turned and went home.
So one issue with us giving bailout money to companies is that they didn't invest it at all. They actually used it to rebuy stock. And they used that to make sure that their business looked better than it did.
And that's how they got past the stress test.
Yes.
It was good optics. But now, once you find out what they were really doing about it,
yeah, okay. It's a Band-Aid on a fully bleeding artery.
A full-blown bloody artery. There you go.
Full-blown, yep.
Full-blown. We're going to need to amputate.
Yep.
They won't do it. They haven't got the guts to do it.
Yep. I need a tourniquet on this.
There is an article in the New Republic. Patriots, pay attention to this. For full transparency, so you all know where I'm coming from. One, I hate Antifa. I enjoy posting videos of Antifa taking asphalt naps. I enjoy that. And I want to spread my hate of Antifa to everyone on the planet. With that said, Antifa, get this, they're arming themselves against a Trump crackdown. That's according to New Republic, which is a leftist magazine. If you want to read it, go to the CRN Facebook page. I posted it there. And I believe I posted it on mumblet.com. The thing of it is this. You got a bunch of Antifa members all geared up trying to look like they're kind of special forces kind of guys. They got their beards, their baseball hats with the Ruger logo on there, and they've got their AR-15s. Well, that's fine. You know, if you think you want to, go ahead. However, I hope they do. I hope they arm themselves, and when the if there is a crackdown coming, I want them to crack down hard on them. And I hope they take a bunch of them out. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, I heard a lot about it. It's a pretty big thing because I got friends still. I'm in the California prepping movement.
Yeah.
And that's a huge issue up there. That and there was a lot of Antifa types at my old college. Not fun, to say the least. But when you have people with a communist flag patches and purple hair, it's kind of obvious who they are. And honestly, both sides have been bringing firearms, loaded firearms, to these rallies. So far, there hasn't been any shooting. It only takes one snap.
Just one. One
insane person on either side. Okay, there is crazy people on the Patriots side too. Don't sure think, you know, that, you know, it's only the Antifa who are crazies. Both sides have the crazy nut jobs. You think that aliens are sending signals to their brains directly?
They're okay. Not.
Or that JFK, you know, was, you know, Sasquatch or something like that. You know what I mean? And it takes one person with, like, even a 22 to go in there and start some trouble. You're going to have two armed groups, both of them. Sure, the Antifa aren't as well trained now, but they've been working in at actual gun centers for about 2 years now.
Really?
So they at least have some training, and there is a few people that are ex-military that aren't on our side.
That's true.
They probably could get training from them. That or they go to a one-day class, you know, and they learn just basic training because those schools aren't doing a test to see where you fall on politics.
Do you think that should be a litmus test?
No, but because, you know, freedom of speech and all that stuff. But
right.
I do think it's going to cause issues soon. Maybe before the election, maybe right after, because I think Trump's going to get a second term. Like, it's almost guaranteed. Biden's losing a lot in the polls. Bernie's completely dead. In the polls, he's a number four now in most polls.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here, for the Democratic Party, this is for you. We should line all of your candidates up. Yes, there you go. A little minigun action never hurt anybody.
I like to look at things really realistically. I try to look at what the enemy is thinking. And when they see a whole bunch of what they classify as Nazis with guns walking down the street with American flag, which is quote-unquote a Nazi hate symbol, they are looking at these people and say, oh my God, it's the SS again. We need to get weapons and fight these guys off. And again, it takes one crazy guy with a 22 or a 9mm or a shotgun or something to go in there, and then you got a full blown, a possibly civil war. I don't know.
I think both sides are hoping the other side opens up first.
Oh, definitely. The person who fires first is going to lose in the public eye.
Oh, and here's something else. Apparently, the Democrats have protested a border crossing that was President Trump that crossed into North Korea last week. So they finally decided to protest a border crossing. Congratulations.
Another funny thing is there is candidates that are actually, they are trying to get voters in Mexico.
Well, it's worse than that. We got Booker on July 4th who walked to the Mexico side and grabbed previously deported illegal aliens and escort them across the U.S. border. I'm waiting to see if the DOJ has the balls to prosecute him.
Probably not.
I don't think they have the balls to do it, and he knows it. But if you and I did it, by God, we'd be sitting in a federal lockup right now, waiting to see a federal magistrate.
Yeah. First of all, I want to do that, but yeah. But I you're right. You know, rules for one is not rules for two.
Nope. It's yeah. Well, as long as they've got political cover, they're going to keep acting the fool. Now, I understand that a lot since last weekend. Was it last weekend? Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, July with the over in Portland, where they hit an old man over the head with a freaking metal pipe. Now they arrested the POS that did it, and he ought to be charged with attempted murder because that is a lethal weapon. Yep. The way he used it.
And they were throwing concrete milkshakes at about the reporter guy, right?
And Andy Go, yeah. And he's an openly gay, small Asian guy who's a conservative. And you can see it. They pelted him.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard that there are other patriots that are going decided we're going to go to Portland. Now, I blame the mayor for letting it get out of hand. He told the now, see, you have to remember, the Portland mayor is also the police commissioner.
Yep.
Now, if that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. So he tells the chief, stand down, don't do anything. You know, so that, you know, as long as they've got the political cover, they're going to keep acting the fools.
Yeah. There's a reason why that the local sheriffs are refusing to patrol Portland.
No, they won't go in there at all.
They won't go in there at all. They won't, you know, I don't know what they're doing with prison transfer, but because I don't know anything about that, but I imagine that you will never see a nearby sheriff's association go in there to help during a riot. There's no way.
No. I think it was a couple months ago, the sheriff over there, I think it was Clackamas County Sheriff. I think it was there. I might be wrong on the county. Said that because of the way it's going on in Portland, he's not going to subject his deputies to that kind of hazard unnecessarily. So, you know what? And Portland is running out. The police officers there are resigning. They're going elsewhere.
Yep.
There's no, you know. So Portland has dug themselves a hole.
Yep.
And I don't think they have the wherewithal or the spine to fix it. Much less, I don't think they even want to fix it. They like it that way. No.
I think I was reading an article. They are under. Okay, to be politically correct, they are under person by two thirds.
Under person. Don't you dare get politically correct on this show, sir. You know you're wrong for even saying it, much less thinking it.
But yeah, they are undermanned by a two-thirds of their afforded allotment of officers.
Allotted strength. Oh, hey, I don't know if you saw this, but CRN is now available on Google Play Music under the podcast. We got approved last week, so we're now on Google Play Music.
I'm surprised they're letting us on.
I was too. Who knows? Maybe they said let's put them on, and then next month we'll ban them. I could see him doing that.
Yeah. Don't make me a host because I'll get you banned.
Wait a minute. You think you're on the same scale as Lowry and Boyle?
I can be. Or worse.
Challenge accepted. Yes, but you could do a show.
I'm so busy with work.
I'm so busy at work and
5 days a week.
And my vagina hurts.
I got salt.
You're so wrong. I can't think. Hey, is it almost time to play Patriots and Antifa?
It's honestly, I'm surprised that it's gotten this far without shots.
Yeah, me too. I agree there.
The French are right in the streets right now. What we're doing is sitting around eating Culver's or whatever as he downs it, down there.
No. You know, if you listen to my last show on the Jeffers Brief, I spent 20 minutes ranting and raving about what you're talking about here. And that is, you know, everybody says, well, I'm a patriot. Okay, great. You're a patriot. What are you willing to do to be a patriot? I mean, look, we can all be keyboard warriors, but the fact of the matter is that's not going to change a damn thing.
No.
And I said, if you want to listen to me, it's a 20-minute rant. I'm just going off, and I was probably overly caffeinated at the time.
Yeah. So. And most people, there are a lot of bark, but almost to no bite, unless they have to. If the internet was gone and their supply chain of McDonald's was gone, you for the chickens, they might do something. But now it's the internet and our fast food are our modern circuses and bread lines.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. I can't disagree with you on it.
Yeah, we're so rich of a country that even our poor are fat.
We have the richest poor in the country.
Yeah.
Or in the world, rather. I'm sorry. So, no, I get it. I agree with it.
An EMP is probably our only chance.
Don't laugh, because I had that same thought about 2 weeks ago. And I know you patriots out there, and I know there's some sick ones out there who are just wringing their hands in just giddy anticipation, waiting for the EMP strike. Because you know what? They may not be wrong. And patriots, let me know if you agree with this. Email me at ContraRadio@live.com. This is it. If liberals had been around during the American Revolution, we would not have won that war. We would still be subjects of the crown.
Yep.
We would have lost that war if liberals had been around during the revolution, which is not to say liberals are equated to the same, the loyalists are not equal to the liberals of today.
No.
Because after the revolution, after the war was over, they were given a choice. You can stay here in America or you can go to Canada or wherever. A lot of them did leave the colonies and went to Canada. They moved into New Brunswick, Halifax, up in that area. Newfoundland.
They went down to early Mexico.
Yes, they did.
Yep.
Or Jamaica. I would prefer Jamaica myself just because it's warmer. So.
I wouldn't mind Chile if it wasn't for the mosquitoes.
Yeah, but they got earthquakes, man. True. It makes California look ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I got out of there when I could because a lot of the people that I know from our prepping groups down over there, they're all getting ready to evacuate now because the big one's coming.
You know, have you talked to anybody down where you in California today?
Yep. I talked to three people that are in the L.A. area. They refilled their trucks. They bought two extra gas cans full of gas. And they bought the last two water bottle cases in the store.
And they were charged how much?
$10 a case.
And you know what? It is price gouging. And nothing will happen to them.
No.
Nothing will happen. So, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They already had a decent stockpile of gasoline, food and water already, but they wanted to make sure they had extra.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
So, Oh, what else have we got to talk about? We have, you know, it's just sometimes I think we've got so much to talk about. It's hard to choose which to go after next. What would you like to go next?
So, one issue I want to talk about is there seems to be a lot of people in the Patriot community who think it's going to be a 2 days of conflict with the Antifa types, and they will come home and barbecue and show off for souvenirs.
No, that will not happen.
No. So the thing about the left is they are highly technologically intelligent. Mm-hmm. They have a high amount of the hacker population is either moderate or left-winging. There is very few right-winging hacker groups out there. Anonymous is actually very left-winging if you actually look at what they actually accomplish.
Right.
If we went into a full-blown conflict, the left-winging hackers are going to release every single piece of information that they can find that is easily find, like my picture is going to be all over, you know, their groups, your daughter, your son, your grandmother, you know, this is going to say associated with enemy of the state. And yeah,
it's good to know I'm feared.
And so it's not going to be a simple shoot them out.
No, it won't.
Like, it's going to be 80% information, 10% gunfight, and 10% resource-based.
This is just crossing the wire 28 minutes ago from NBCNewYork.com. Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested for sex trafficking of minors. And of course, they start out by saying, well, he's a wealthy, politically connected Florida financier. Yeah, he's politically connected, but it's to the Clintons.
Yeah, he's probably going to get 2 years in prison.
He might.
Yeah, and then maybe one of the luxury prisons where you get massages.
I don't know what to tell you. What else we got? Oh, for those of you people that drink Starbucks, don't.
Nope.
First of all, they're grade B coffee beans. And you could get a better cup of coffee at Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's. You know, hell, your local gas station could probably put it better.
Yeah, that or better yet, support your local businesses.
Well, yeah. Okay, like, it's Washington Examiner is now reporting the same thing.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein's arrested for sex trafficking.
Yeah, because, like, for example, there is a local coffee shop, and sure, I'm paying 50 cents more for a cup of coffee or tea, but it's 50 cents going into my local economy, not some offshore, you know, account, you know, in the Bahamas.
Oh, and Mr. Epstein, I know you probably don't listen to this, but please don't commit suicide.
Yep. Yeah, don't commit suicide by a 2 in the back and 1 in the head.
Yeah.
That or hopefully your car doesn't malfunction on the way over to the prison.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yep. Honestly, I'm not surprised. A lot of rich people, they get rich because, you know, they have next to no feelings, and they have the ability to use people, which in this case involves children. And he's probably selling it in the kids to some other horrible people.
Well, yeah. No, I don't disagree with you.
You know, because you need a certain amount of ruthlessness to be able to make it to the top. A lot of people I was actually reading 80% of millionaires are borderline sociopaths.
What?
Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah, I guess. Is that, you know, it's very, very depressing thinking about it. All these people with all this power and money have next to no emotion.
I know. I don't have to tell you.
Do you have any other topics you want to bring up?
I'm not sure. Let me run it. I'm running through some stuff now, seeing what we got here.
If you want to buy an AR pistol, buy it now.
Why?
They're trying to ban them right now.
What? Yep. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, they're going to say that it's no longer classified as a pistol. It's going to be a short barrel rifle.
Oh, because of the new ruling from ATF?
Yep. If you want to buy them, buy them now. I have no interest in buying one, but if you do, buy them now.
Yeah, that's probably true. Probably true.
Yeah. And because I'm pretty sure there's going to be some form of grandfathering in. There always is.
Right.
For the most part. And if you want to buy one, or better yet, make your own.
Well, there you have it. Oh, for you people that weren't paying attention, Joe, I'm barely awake, Biden, is going around saying that the Russian election interference wouldn't have happened on my watch and Barack's watch. Hey, moron.
It did.
The election was in 2016. You were still in office. It did happen on your watch. And the problem is, you know, you got the mainstream media they're not going to call them out on this stupidity. But know this, my friends, patriots and preppers. He's a gaffe a minute. This is going to keep going on and on and on because he cannot help himself.
Yeah, he just made fun of a gay reporter recently. He's pretty much screwed himself.
Not unless we all vote for Biden.
Which?
In the primary.
No, thank you. I'll pass.
No. You're missing my point. See, in some states, you have to if you're going to go vote in the primary, you have to declare what party. Like here in the tyranny state of Illinois.
Not here.
So you go over to the prime, so you could do is you go to the poll and you vote for the week, you vote for the party with, you know, for this case it'd be the Democrats, vote for their weakest whack job they've got running. And maybe they win the nomination or you get to see them get screwed by the Clinton machine during the convention.
So I actually want to clarify. I'm wrong. You do have to vote for your party up here for the primary. I was wrong.
Okay.
A secondary. Everyone should just vote for Kamala Harris. It'd be really funny to see her go versus Trump.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Or that crazy crystal lady. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember her name, but apparently Republicans have been giving money to her campaign to keep her in there.
Yeah. Everyone vote for her because she'll be a very funny candidate to see versus Trump. I'll pay to see that.
Oh, hell yeah. We all would.
It'd be the best WWE event ever.
Oh, my. What else we got?
Everyone buy your AR, pistols. Tell John to move up to Wisconsin.
Oh, no. No. repairs or modifications are being made to the bunker now. And we will not, I don't want to spend another year in the winter wonderland. Thank you very much.
It's not that bad.
It's not that good.
Well, I just avoid Florida.
No, I'm not. I won't probably go to Florida.
No.
It might be Texas.
Not right now. I think this is very close going blue. It's going to go downhill pretty fast.
Hold on now. Austin. That is democratically controlled.
Yeah.
Most, well, look.
I'm not controlled by, Democrats.
Well, at least not mind controlled. So, as it is. What else have we got to talk about here? We know, I'm so sick and tired of Colin Kaepernick. Well, he was never a very good quarterback to begin with because he could not read defensive coverages. That's why he always had to run. And that's why he's not being picked up by any other teams and never will be picked up by another team. Even the Canadian Football League won't pick him up.
I've heard the Australian teams are doing it, though.
Who?
Are the Aussies?
Oh, that might be interesting.
Yeah. It's kind of funny to see him play with the Aussies.
They will whip his ass, and I think twice about it.
Yeah. That or he might get onto a French team, and then they all can, throw, the white flags.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of white flags, Porky Wheel. Porky Wheel hates. Well, he doesn't hate it. He just gets all flustered during the 4th of July we have here in America. So Martha and I and a handful of others were giving him all kinds of hell. Because he's, he has to live under the crown in Northern Ireland. So we got to give him a little bit of hell.
Yeah, I should move to Wisconsin.
Why?
Because it's cold. It's not that hot. There's cheese. There is corn, and everyone carries guns.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a extremely high concealed carry rate up here.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like 55%, and then also open carry is illegal here too. So most people open carry.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You can literally walk.
Except in Madison.
Actually, you can now. I'm in Madison. There was a recent law passed that local laws cannot go above state laws for gun rights.
It's called the Supremacy Clause.
Yep.
The feds have it, and they apply it to the states.
Yep.
And that's wrong, but just the same.
And a fun fact is that Wisconsin is actually one of the few states that has the Second Amendment as a backup into the state constitution. So our right to carry and bear arms is a state right too here.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do the Republicans hold a majority in the legislature?
Currently they do, and now we also control the state courts. We won by 280 votes.
Really?
Yeah, it was the closest court vote I've ever seen in my life, and I'm glad I voted.
Okay. No, yeah. I didn't know that. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Now we got this horrible governor, but since he has to get past everything else up, I don't think we're going to see anything get passed.
No, they won't. Whatever he wants, any legislation, it's got to get through the Republican-controlled legislature.
Yep.
And if it's something crazy, it's not going to happen.
No, we're not. But I'm just glad that our last governor, he passed a knife right law. You can carry pretty much any knife you want up here now, and it's pretty nice. You can have a spring action knife. You can have anything you want up here. You can open and carry Bowie knives, everything.
I think you should carry a machete.
Actually, you can. There's a lot of people who
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that.
Fun fact, in California, you can open carry swords.
Oh, wonderful. So if I want to play Game of Thrones, I can.
Yep. There's actually a famous case of a guy on a train in San Francisco beating up three attackers with katana.
That's great.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. It is. But, it is.
Sadly, we actually... side note. A province in Canada finally banned dueling.
You know, I got a listener, Stephanos Keratopoulos. He's a lawyer up in Canada, and he's an arch-conservative fighting. And he has a bunch of followers. I'm trying to get him on the show. But last time I talked to him, he's booked because, you know, the Canadians are Antifa starting to make moves in Canada. And I told him, I said, you better fight them now. Crush them now while you can. Don't let them get going.
Yeah. That, or have you tried to get a Canadian prepper on by any chance?
No.
Yeah.
Do you know any Canadian preppers?
So there's actually a very famous YouTuber named Canadian Prepper. It'd be really cool to see you do an interview with him.
Why don't you do the interview?
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. It's better than a no.
I've been talking to a few writers that I know that write in our genres. And there's actually one, he's making a book right now called 22nd Century Gun Rights, The Future of Firearms in America. And that's going to be out in about 4 months.
Right.
He's willing to do an interview with us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I like that.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep.
Well, schedule it and get it going.
Yep, I've been working on it. It's a slow, very slow process.
Yeah. You know, I'm not even going to say it. I can't say it. I'm not going to say it. It was too easy. I'm going to let it go.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's best just to not say anything.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, another topic that we should really look at is they are very close to getting the amount of electoral votes they need to remove it as a system.
No, you're talking about the national, the national popular vote initiative.
Mm-hmm.
That you know what, this is how it's going to happen.
That's BS.
It is, and it can't work, and I'll tell you why. What's going to happen is this: no one can go to court to stop this legislation yet because no one's been affected by it yet. You have to wait in a civil action. You got to show a harm. Right now, no one's been harmed by it, so to speak. But I can guarantee you it will be on the fast track to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
It will go there, and it will be shot down because a state cannot give away its electoral votes, especially small states. By doing so, you have condemned your people in your state to being serfs of New York and California.
Yep. And
you'll never be heard from by any candidate.
No. We're already very close to having a one-party rule system, but this would definitely push that if it did happen and it somehow got through the Supreme Court. I don't think it will, but if it somehow got through the Supreme Court, it would be really bad for us.
All right, this is how it plays out. Let's say, let me think here. Let's say Trump wins Nevada. Nevada signed off to give away their electoral votes to the National Popular Vote Initiative. What happens is the Trump campaign in Nevada will file suit in both state and federal courts immediately. Because they're going to be, we won the state of Nevada. Even though, let's say, for example, they lost the popular vote, which doesn't matter, by the way. If it was a popular vote, it doesn't matter. it's not popular vote, it's electoral college. So that's how it will play out. And it will play out that way throughout different states. Mm-hmm. So, and don't forget, and you lived in California.
Yeah.
You know damn well they have illegal aliens voting in their elections mm-hmm. down there. You know that. So mm-hmm. they should.
Yeah. That's one benefit of living up here in Wisconsin. We are an ID vote state.
Nice.
That's a huge benefit. Our current governor is trying to get rid of it, but I hope it's not going to happen. No. it's not going to happen, but I don't see why every state can't be that way. Like, a lot of Democrats say it's racist and that low income minorities can't get to voting polls if they're and they don't know the DMV is and stuff like this. Like,
you know, they're saying there'll be voter suppression. Well, the fact of the matter is, depending on what state you live in, you can't even buy ammunition without an ID.
Nope.
You cannot open a bank account without an ID. You cannot buy alcohol without an ID or in tobacco in some states. And you cannot get on a plane without an ID. If you don't have an ID in this day and age in the post 9/11 world, well, that's your problem. Period. It's not like it's not going to cost an exorbitant amount of money to go get a state. You don't have to have a driver's license. You can go to any state and just get a state ID.
Up here in Wisconsin, it's a gift. I guess you get them for free.
You can get them for free.
Yeah. As part of the bill that got the ID and thing in place, you, as a Wisconsin citizen, have the right to have an ID.
You know what? I've got no problem with that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, either. I consider it as part of a state's duty to be able to identify who's who.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
now the Democrats don't like it because then that helps prevent voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And make sure, you know, that your 5-year-old dead grandma can't vote.
What? She can't? Oh.
Well, honestly, I honestly think that one way to help doing that is that there should be an automatic system that as soon as the person is legally dead, they are removed from the voting system.
Automatically.
Yep, automatically. And then if somehow you come back after a year after being on your island, you can, you know, go to the state government and say, hey, look at me, I'm alive. I was in a time-traveling, island.
I was held by ISIS.
Yeah, I was on the Lost Island. And John Locke got me.
I was on the island of Dr. Moreau. I don't know. It's just the
but
goofy
like,
stuff.
I'm honestly, I don't see what's a big deal. Everyone has an ID nowadays, and if you don't, you're probably 14 and you can't vote anyway, or you're a criminal.
A felon.
And you don't want an ID anyway, or your soul be a soul underground in the economy that you were born in a forest and then have never touched anything, you know, modern.
Right. You've been cut off from civilization. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I get that. So, no, I didn't know that Wisconsin had that. That's nice. Now, if all the other conservative states would do the same thing...
Mm-hmm.
That takes care of the Democrat argument.
Yep.
You know, but they don't want to do that, and they will not do that.
So, did I persuade you to move up here yet?
No. No, Senator, I don't recall.
I will buy you a giant cheddar hat.
No.
Okay, that's fair.
No more winter wonderlands, no more snow, no more ice. I can handle a little bit, but you know, we had that, the night that, Jussie Smollett had his attack. It was 40 below freaking zero that night. And I, you know what? When I heard the story the next day, I'm saying, I looked at my wife. I said, no way. Because anybody who had an ounce of brains was not wandering the streets last night looking to do a hate crime. It was too freaking cold.
No. And how the heck did he hold onto his sandwich?
When you're hungry, you'll be surprised what you can do.
Actually, you should see me at a buffet.
Is it rated R? Or?
Yeah, it could. It can be. I have a thing for upper steak.
I got nothing.
Yeah, but
I got nothing.
Yeah, but like honestly, I don't. Just to go back around, I don't see this getting better. As
nope.
There's only three ways I see this happening: some kind of civil conflict.
Yep.
The Democrats, you know, give up. All the Republicans give up. That's pretty much our only two options. We've got three options right now.
Well, I think people are too entrenched in their own opinions, and I get that. So I think that really leaves, well, civil conflict. And it will not be an easy, fast war. You know, they said that about the war between the states.
Yep, and the Civil War, too.
That is the Civil War, the war between the states.
Oh, okay, sorry about that.
Are you sure you're a college graduate?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I'm a little tired.
I'm messing with you.
Yeah,
but they said, you know, they all, you know, both sides thought the same thing, and you know, we'll be back in a few weeks.
Yep, a World War One will be done before Christmas.
Yep, that's true. Hey, they said in 1944, just ask the 101st Airborne at Bestone. That didn't work out real well for them either. No one, I mean, that was a bloody mess. But that's what happens when you outrun your supply lines, too. So.
Mm, yeah.
But that's just another. That's neither here nor there. So, yeah, the idea that we'll be back in a couple weeks is a fallacy.
No,
a couple
no.
of months is a fallacy. It's not going to happen.
No, and the people who do survive will not be the same. They're going to be completely shell-shocked. They're going to be mentally jacked up beyond recognition. It's going to be an extremely high suicide rate.
Probably.
We're already having to deal with a major amount of alcohol, you know, and drug, you know, consumption. Imagine with that, with a war going on around you.
And there'll be no rules of engagement.
No. And no uniforms. Unless your militia group has a uniform, which you better not, because it's a very dumb idea to begin with.
It depends. It depends on when and where.
Yeah.
Now, for the 11th APG, my prepper group, I put together uniform requirements. Now, did anybody do it? Probably not.
No. I got the patches still.
You aren't good.
Here, I'll put one up for you.
Okay, put it up.
Give me a second. Yeah, I'll pull it out of my bag.
Oh, well, there you go. I had those made, you know.
Yep, and I'm glad you did.
They're pretty cool, I think. And if you want to see what they look like, let me know. I'll send you a picture of them for you listeners out there. But the idea was I put together on OneNote, which is a Microsoft program. That's it, my friend. There you go. Looks good.
Yeah, it does. Especially on this, which is my, this is actually my kit for AR parts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're like a little gunsmith.
Actually, I'm online a class for AR, you know, a maintenance.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we're at the little over the hour mark. So with that said, I think we should wrap it up.
That sounds good.
You?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, this has been... Thank you, thank you. This has been the Patriot Alliance with Justin Miles and myself, John Jeffers. I want to thank you for listening in tonight. And we're going to do this again. If you have any comments, questions, ideas, complaints, give me an email, ContraRadio@live.com, ContraRadio@live.com. If you like the show, do me a favor, donate $2 a month. $2 a month for help CRN operations. I really appreciate it. Until next time, I'm John Jeffers with my guest and co-host, Justin Miles. Say goodnight, Justin.
Night.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you later. Thank you again for listening in.